ุขาตานินาสัพพโลกิยาโลกุตลาสุขาสัพพาตินัง
Coming up next, Fish for the Heirs.
Evening, all you wretched rats, you skinny, malnourished punks, golden calves, whatever you're feeling like, whatever you're looking like. Welcome. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Steve, I'm going to be on for a couple of hours. First things first, as usual. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth. Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it isn't. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, open 7 days a week, providing new and used records, CDs, metal, reggae, hip-hop, doo-wop, all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. All of it. There it is. Go get it. Then bring it to me. Family-owned and operated Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. No collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today in Millvale, or you can call them 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Soothe your cognitive demons. Saturdays at 10 p.m. with the Pandemonium Model. Only on WRCT.
These rather strange voices led into a curious episode. Three or four determined and very clearly spoken female entities drill or persuade a rather shaky and frightened individual called Emmy or Amy to give what she eventually calls some evidence in a shaky voice, and they eventually persuade her to give her name, Emmy, in a choked voice, and then finally she gives her location. I'm in Georgescu, wherever that may be.
Then finally they exhort her, S.E., Emmy, say it.
What a contrast between the confident but rather stern female entities and the inexperienced communicator. Possibly someone who hasn't been in that environment very long. Here we have the sequence.
Uno, O, H, M, E, significa sin, M, 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 Uno, O, H, M, E, significa sin, M, 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 Uno, O, H, M, E, significa sin, M,
an emotional, possibly newly arrived personality called Emmy or Amy is taught by a group of determined females to utilize this means of communication with Earth. This particular voice example has been circulated privately, but has not been popular with researchers because they've been unable to pin it down to any terrestrial source, and it hasn't been too popular with spiritualists because of the evident distress of the communicator and the firmness and even sternness of her tutors.
Look, don't worry, it wasn't you. You know, don't you? It's the smell, I guess.
I'm not hungry.
Eat.
Don't cry, Papa.
You know where you can put it.
Really? Is that a fact?
I'm from out of Valley. Am I all right, Doctor?
No, only impotent. Really? Is that fair?
Come on, it'll be nice.
Now that's a good girl.
I'm sorry. I mean it. I'm sorry.
Mama?
Yes, doctor?
You have lovely breath.
Really? Is that a fact?
How could you be so stupid? You're handling it like a urine sample.
I'm not even a Marxist.
Really? Is that a fact?
Hi there. My name is Rick. Would you like to have a baby?
One of his pieces at the piano. Sounds of traffic, boat horns, were heard not only during the silence.
spattering ink all over the window and on the pencil, which nevertheless remained present. It was after I got to Boston that I really entered the Android chamber at Harvard University. Anybody who knows me knows this stuff. I am constantly telling. Anyway, in that silent room, I heard two sounds. One high and one low.
I don't believe it. Hey! I don't know what that last thing was. I don't think anyone does. But prior to that, sound piece by Ida Appleberg, Is That a Fact? Fontanaria by Emil Beaulieu. Amazing Grace, parts 1 through 4 by Richard Maxfield. And Palsy by Brent Lewis Ensemble off of Time Lady Rangoon. Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and stop touching your face. God, stop it. Told you to stop touching your face, and now you're sick. Well, we could have avoided this embarrassing situation by taking everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19, brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station. Do, 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 do. Pull up a chair. Then pull it back down, because it's breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic. Any dog that feeds the mind. Sunday nights, 10 to 11 p.m. only on WRCT 88.3 FM. We'll be right back.
Bedroom 1, the measurements are 16 foot 1 by 5 foot 5 foot 9.
to come and have tea with us. I said, no, thank you very much.
De penser, une certaine façon d'approcher le monde, de dire le monde, et non un certain rapport au langage qui fait la spécificité ou l'une des spécificités de la culture.
Alors,
Tiny bit after 7 o'clock. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Steve, we have here a small group of mysterious Europeans jamming with cassette decks. Name of the track is "Rewind." The name of the tape, "The Art of the Cassette." Volume number one. The name of the group, I think, is X Degrees Equals One, and it is available from the Steep Gloss label. Esteemed Steep Gloss label. Part of that, Andy Jarvis. The same phrase repeats over and over and over on the Bursum Accomplice compilation. So on that lovely honky, Daisy Lecanth and Posset. We'll be hearing from all of those in the weeks to come. And music for Space Projection by Joji Yuasa. That was composed for the 1970 World's Fair in Osaka. And it was projected in the Fiber Pavilion. You ever go to the Fiber Pavilion? Let's go. I'm sure it's nice. I'm sure it's not there anymore. I'm not. Did you know that your support of a healthy community and a strong local economy makes you an urban forest advocate? It does. So get active. Message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Ever wonder what it would sound like if you kept dropping your pots and pans on the floor for an entire hour? Like, for a whole hour? Dive into the world of techno with